Thanks, Billy.
Is that all right for you now?
That's grand.
Lovely.
Okay. This is called Rainbows on the Wing. Sunlight washes over fern and flower, clearing a runway for butterflies as they open over grass, catch colour from the air. We are as varied as these creatures. Some of us mirror their unfolding when, in our cabbage days, we crawl through rows of sameness, force-fed on monotony, till toppled by a dark turn of the world, we wake encased in suffocating black like the larva of a vanised, caught in its cocoon. Then suddenly propelled into the light, we soar into the air. For those who follow their enchantment, they can unfold a flickering moment, diaphanous and delicate, like dryads that materialize from myth and remind us of loved ones who have died. We might watch a silver-washed fritillary cling to a frail-stemmed buttercup, wait for a green-veined white to cross our path, find ourselves transfixed by the signal of a tortoise shell flashing its orange-striated wings as it tastes the pistol of a Buddleia. Sometimes the air might fill with fluttering. Now it's a clouded yellow tossed out from the ditch, a purple hair streak that shadows a holly blue, a dingy skipper near a painted lady, red admirals and brimstones that blaze like burning coals against a wall, perhaps holding in the quiver of their wings the spirit of the ancestors. Thank you.
Thanks a million, Mary. And next up we'll have Michael Ray, please.
The two of you generally operate together, swivel inside strategically placed settings in a bone casement. As you absorb particles of light, I, asking for focus on specifics, invariably miss what really matters. In the macula, millions of chemical cameras capture the world, while those looking in see strange reflections of themselves. And then there is the lubricant, to wash away a wayward midge or signal your spontaneous response to pain, both physical and that associated with the heart. It seems that organ has invisible strings attached to ducts that spill our tears. Astonishing how, when some particular person's eyes meet yours, you can turn from the articulate into an incoherent fool. Like uncurtained windows, you can give so much away, sometimes dilating or averting, unknowingly revealing all. Forgive me for making you stare uncomprehending in smoky bars and, bleary, pained by morning light, navigate this swaying frame back home. You do so much more for me than any other guiding principle. Each day, providing unexpected thought-provoking sights. I am afraid of those slowly descending clouds, forming in later life as cataracts, once thought to be the body's expulsion of corrupt humours. By name, you are the plural of first person singular. Stay right, O great, insightful painters of my world.
That was great, thanks a million for that. And next up we'll have Patricia Walsh, please.
It's called Walking in Starlight. It's raining again tonight to add insult to injury. Death spiraling in the footpath, avoiding the wino like an infection that is caught by will. It's a long time since I saw the stars. Orion and Sirius calmly waiting until I turn my attention skywards. Was in the useful lights of the city, I beckoned away just in case. Voting is not available here to select your preferential emissions. Whatever happens, let the hive lights away, the shards descend upon me as rain persists. And it's called Dancing in Concrete. Pirouetting on hardcore, when you fall hard, you might even graze your knee. I avoid your gaze as you swing me like a weapon around the dance floor. I ask, what makes you so angry? You answer, silent, blunt, feet perfectly in time, now answer as we, exeunt, pursued by a fire. Cool and deep, slipping the mask, pirouetting on hardcore. When you fall hard, might even graze your knee.
Thank you, Patricia. And next up, we'll have Sue Cosgrave, please.
This is a poem that I wrote this afternoon for a special person, and it's entitled, "Let me finger you a poem on night-riddled glass. Let me cast my words adrift, line after line after line. I see you smile at my old riddles, where the imagined flirts with the real, where the music, what happens next, remains mute, where songs of the past always fall on absent ears, and the lore of each passing day sighs the litany of its own decay. We're neither free nor bound, I say. Yes, another conundrum this. So why do I hear you trying to resolve the riddle of a tune as if you wish to banish the soft whisper of time between us? Let be for now. Let us worry the past in the window of our dreams. Let us together reduce each image to flashes in the pan and scatter the ashes of each day to blaze but briefly on the rain-slicked path that unfurls to a place that is nothing without us. And in the hollow of each night, let the now speak." Thank you.
That was lovely. Thanks a million. And next up, we'll have a Jamie Urquhart, please.
It's called Plasma. As fire breathes black onto already graying, even as I write this wood, the colour of which is pretty much my study desk, only darker and rivered, where not much is sprouting these days, although the knots are loose and I may fall over just looking at them. The undercurrents flame the leaves, jostling, pushing each other below, what was just a watermark on the eczematous bark. The yellows take first, drier and more prone to subjugation and ignition, which isn't surprising. The shocking thing is the viscosity of the air. If I was to jump, I'd land in mud, suspended where breathing is like soup, and the birds are emphysemic just wading through, the syrupy glow as the sun bathes the trees. Its sweetness is affirming and mawkish. The orange hue diffuses through everything, which isn't to say I'm orange, but I feel it. A mild discomfort and awe that's building and building. It's swelling me right to the pharynx and lapping my throat. Inhaling just lets it more in till I'm sugary and crisp I'm actually glistening a bit, and everything is burning softly. My hairs and face just singeing at first, the curling and bubbling. Then inside my throat, panicked breaths are not helping, just quickening the spread, and behind my eyes, it's licking my vision, and the leaves now the greens, all curling and crinkling. It's everything now, and there's nothing to do but watch it consume and transform all to ash, grayscale, and still. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, we'll have Colm O'Coolan, please.
Hi, this is just a short one that I wrote a couple of years back. It's called The Silent Child. You see a family at play in the park, a father, mother, and young child. You watch them as they tumble and wrestle over a big ball. The delighted shrieks of the child bring a smile to your face. You turn away, leaving them to the private game. You turn back a while later, the ball game has ceased, and the parents are arguing. It is a violent and well-rehearsed argument, and they do not hold back. You look at this child. He is intently studying the ball at his feet, apparently oblivious to the raised voices. Looking at the silent child, you realize that this is learnt behavior, behavior imprinted on the mind of a child of two or three. You see this, and you feel a deep sadness.
Very nice. Thanks a million for that. And next up, we'll have Annie Wells, please.
This is one I wrote a couple years back, pathetically trying to remember it. Written in response to applying to university in America, and one thing that might help is we have a cereal in the US called Life Cereal. I always find myself in boxes, four walls and a lid from my very beginning, forced to conform against my will, one option or another, never anymore. A, B, C, or D. But is life ever really that simple or straightforward? And once I've forced myself to fit into only one box, I then must describe who I am in a nutshell. How do I choose what to say? How do I know what you want to hear? Who am I, you ask? Well, I'll let you decide. Am I the one from a small mountain town in western North Carolina? The one from a school of under 700 with a symphonic band that numbered 120. Freshmen through seniors, seated not based on age, but skill, that has won 6 national titles. Am I the 8th family member to attend the same college? The one who does so because she loves where she is? The one who loves her family, which everyone wants to steal? Am I the one with a 105-year-old great-grandmother who, till the day she passed, could tell me and my identical twin sister apart, occasionally even better than my parents? Am I the one who's as gullible as hell? The one who's easily distracted by shiny objects? The one who still doesn't really like the dark? The one who still believes in true love? The one who prefers the view from behind the spotlight? The one who brought her own bag of cereal to the cafeteria every morning because that little bit of home kept me sane? Am I the one who thinks in poetic verse but must strain to write a straight paper? The one who rhymes so I don't ever have to say what I really mean because even I don't know? Am I the one who always writes about death because I don't know myself well enough to write about me? Am I the one who was born 6 weeks early? The one who's not supposed to be here? The one who wasn't supposed to live? Am I the one who eats every morning for breakfast what she is not supposed to have? Life. Who am I, you ask? How am I to choose? This is who I am. But who are you?
That was brilliant. Thanks, Lou. And next up we'll have Joe Collins, please.
I wrote a couple of poems recently, so it's a new one, and it's kind of like a song as well, so I might try and sing it, actually. I usually have a piano, but we'll give it a go.
Why am I here? Is this clear? Dreaming oh so far away. My bridge is yet to cross, holding on to what is here and now. But do I need to, or do I just need to breathe? Hoping there is the light, knowing no need to fight. Opening, closing, learning to relax and to retract. Take a good step back and breathe a deep one.
Wow. That was mighty. And next up we'll have Daw Harding, please. She died. He said that she saw things directly and just as they were. Emily. She saw things directly and just as they were. It's a Villeneuve. She said that. She saw things directly and just as they were. If uncertain, her pen just left a dash, then almost unlocked a secret with a blur. Her office was controlled to administer her secret thoughts. To stay was her wish. She saw things directly, just as they were. Her siblings thought her love's mere fancies, imagined an unwanted crush that almost unlocked the secret with a blur. Her acrophobic life instilled the power to experience another's flesh, seeing things directly, just as they were. Afterwards, her jail became a tower where they saw her life as if afresh, unlocking all her secrets with a blur. Confined like a nun, never in a rush, leaving the poems to brew beneath a bush, she kept her secrets, always with a blur. Her moments, she saw exactly as they were. Thank you.
Thank you, Daw. And then next up we have Connor Collins, please.
Shannon's Jimmy Crowley. For fun and diversion, we had met together, I tell you, from Cork City hither we came. We crossed the big ocean in dark stormy weather, our pockets were light and our hearts were the same. Sad but living, old Ireland, but once more on dry land, by the roadside of the tavern, I chanced for to spy. As I was melting me pockets, I felt in the price of a drink, I was mortally dry. In the tavern I rode, and the landlord is strode, to Morris and Haynes, I said, aye, if you please. Then bring me some bedding, and bring me some bread, and a bottle of port, and a small piece of cheese. My bread and cheese ended, I then condescended to take my reposure. I bade him good night, when under the clothes I started to doze. I popped on me toes, and I switched out the light. Well, I wasn't long sleeping, when I heard something creeping, and gnawing and jawing around the bed My breath I suspended, but the noise never ended, thinks I had damnable cause for a ghost. Well, I took out the hobnail and threw a few bobtail and rattled with rats to the clear light of day. The landlord came in and says he with a grin, for supper and chase you 5 shillings to pay. 5 shillings for what? No, don't be disgracing yourself, says I to the rogue. If you please, I couldn't sleep with the rats, you the devil's own face, and to charge me 5 shillings for dry bread and cheese. Well, the landlord went tearing and lipping and tearing. He broke out the window, he jumped in the door. When he could go no further, he roared and he murdered, things I, they're eating me out by the score. They sleep in me stable, they eat from me table, they killed all me dogs and they killed all me cats. Says I to the rogue, give me those 5 shillings and I'll tell you a way to get rid of the rat. Right then, says he, I'll invite him for tea and dry bread and cheese and lay on in great store. Never mind if they're willing, just charge him 5 shillings and devil the rat you ever see more.
That was fantastic. So next we'll have Rosie O'Regan, please.
Yep, that was great. This is a sonnet that I started like about 2 years ago, and I think I finished it last week, I think. And it doesn't have a title. In all the woes of the world I unwept, when in her dreams I fall to sightless sleep, rise heavy with man's overwhelming debt that ticks the heartless clock of timekeeping. Up with rats chasing one another's tails, up the arcs of ubiquitous ignorance, running rings around nonsensical sails, blinkered from the truth of death's diligence. Too many tears won't ease the silent cries of dreams unanswered left to fade away, whispering their challenge that everything must die, that the wake of night is the dawning day. Heart, let me sleep to lullabies of light and rise each morning with dreams taking flight. Thank you.
Thanks a million. And the last person though for this evening is Rob O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Oh God, I love my vices, but they're building a solitary highway, paid for by the liquor and nicotine taxes. Dear mother, don't judge too strong, though you alone heard my first heartbeat, and I know that you alone will hear my last. You say that this is a world of saints, angels, of lovers and souls, but I ride the rails, don't want to be found. Buildings and buildings of steel and steel, concrete, concrete, concrete. Is this the world you would have me hold? No, I know you want something better for me. Please understand, my vices take me there. So, dear mother, don't judge me too strong. You know who I am. I am still your son.
Thanks very much. That was a very nice note. How much and the we have one more, wait. Oh, come on up. Sarah.
It's a sonnet that I had to do for a course, and I spent about a month with sonnets of Lord's Prayer and everything all over the floor. Anyway, I ended up with this. So how can I write such an awkward song, supposed to make it 14 lines long? I read the words of Shakespeare, Shelley, Keats, of Wordsworth, Irwin, mimicking their beats. The more I sought through books for help in vain, the more I knew my search to be inane. I cannot count in beats of 5, so then I threw the books in anger yet again. I'd rather write a limerick or a tune, and be inspired by light of mounting moon, or sit with you and feel your velvet skin, and hear your heartbeat joined with mine within. So pleased am I to end this mighty verse. To start again would make me cry and curse.